You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Studies are showing that by the year 2025, more than 60% of the jobs here in Idaho will require a post-secondary credential. Right now, only 42% of our state's workforce holds such a credential. So that means we are facing a 19% education gap between the workforce that we have right now and the one that we'll need in only 6 years. Idaho Business for Education, which is a group of nearly 200 business leaders from all across our state, was formed to be a driving force in the development of an Idaho education system that results in graduates who have this post-secondary credential and who are also workforce ready. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is President and CEO of Idaho Business for Education, Rod Grammer. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
For those people who may not be familiar with your organization, I know I gave a brief kind of background. Tell us a little bit more about Idaho Business for Education.
We were formed several years ago to try to work to improve the education system so we could create the workforce that our employers need. And you really summed it up well. We need between 60 and 70% of our workers to hold a post-secondary credential, 42%, which means we're about the sixth lowest educated workforce in the United States. So we have almost 200 members all across the state, from Sandpoint to Soda Springs, Idaho Falls, Pocatello, who've invested in our group to try to improve education, to close that gap and get the kind of workforce we need.
You know, what's interesting is that when we put that number out there, or that year, 2025, for some reason, it seems very far away.
Right.
It's not.
It's not. You know, the state board actually set the goal in 2010. And when the Higher Education Task Force a year or so ago looked at that, they said, we're not going to hit that by 2020, because they set the goal in 2010 for 2020. Mm-hmm. Clearly, we were not going to hit it because we haven't moved the needle at all. So they recommended moving it to 2025. So we have 6 short years now to hit that goal. But the problem is our employers already need workers like that. So our employers all across the state are having trouble finding the skilled workers that they need.
Because we have gaps, correct? I mean, especially when it comes to certain engineering positions or STEM-based positions.
Yes, we have. Well, we have trades gaps now. We have STEM gaps now. I remember three high-tech executives talked to the legislature about 3 years ago, and they said, we could expand all of our businesses if we could hire more computer science engineers. So what's really holding Idaho back is not having the skilled workforce we need. So more than any other public policy that we can pursue at the state level, it's education and it's workforce development, because that is going to be the number one driver of economic prosperity in the 21st century, human talent, more than anything else we can do.
So how does your organization and other leaders move the needle and make this happen? Because this is critical. I mean, people may not realize, but when we're talking about workforce readiness, if we don't have the workers, businesses will go somewhere else.
Absolutely. We're really talking and fighting for the future of Idaho. I mean, nothing short of fighting for the future of Idaho. This is about whether we're going to have a high quality of life and whether we're going to have a prosperous economy, and more importantly, whether our citizens, especially our young people, are going to have jobs that can support a family and not have to leave the state of Idaho. Governor Little is talking a lot about that, and that's exactly what we're about. We need to create a future for our kids, but it's going to take both education, giving them the skills, and it means also developing our economy so that they have jobs here in Idaho.
Let's talk about the idea of this secondary education credential, because I think a lot of times, once again, when we talk about we need more than a high school diploma, we automatically jump to four-year degree.
Right.
Some workforce needs that, but it's not all, correct?
Absolutely. And it's a myth to, you know, one of our problems in Idaho is that a lot of our young people, they don't want a four-year degree. Mm-hmm. And they, as a result, they think they have to, when they go on, they have to get a four-year degree. And that means they do nothing. And that's the biggest problem we've got. We've got 52% of our kids who don't really do anything past high school. So we don't need all four-year degrees. We need workforce-ready certificates, which you can earn in a year or less. We need two-year associate's degrees. We need four-year degrees. And we actually need more medical degrees because we are the most under-physician mm-hmm. state in the country. So when I talk about credentials, I say our employers need all of these credentials, and not just some of these credentials, but all of these credentials. So we've got to convince our young people that it's a matter of going on past high school to get the skills they need to get a good job. And it doesn't need a four-year degree to do that.
I'm speaking with Ron Grammer. He is the president and CEO of Idaho Business for Education, talking about how to get our students workforce ready and educated beyond high school. You are an Idaho native, born and raised right. here, went to the University of Idaho. How has Idaho changed from the Idaho that you grew up in to now? Because that plays, I think, a big part in how we view our workforce and what we need here in this state.
That is a great question, because I think a lot of our parents right now are stuck in the 1960s and 70s. And that's having an influence on whether our kids go on. And the way the state has changed is that 40, 50 years ago, we had a very robust forest industry. We had a very robust mining industry and, of course, farming. But a lot of those industries have changed for lots of reasons, economic reasons and technology reasons. So it used to be in Idaho where somebody could not even graduate from high school or graduate from high school, get a great job in the mines or in the woods or in a sawmill, and they make a great middle class salary. Mm-hmm. But those jobs have many of those jobs have disappeared for lots of reasons. And so our understanding of what people need, the skills, haven't caught up with the real world. And a lot of our parents don't understand that the world isn't the same as it was when they went to school or when they got their first job, right? And so they, you know, we know from research that parents are the biggest influencer on whether kids go on. 70-some percent of the kids decide based on what their families tell them. Unfortunately, in Idaho, a lot of families discourage their kids from going on. And that is a huge problem for their kids. So I think that was a great question, because I think too many of our working adults and parents kind of think the world is like it was when they graduated from high school, and it's not.
So then how do we change that culture? Because if you are running up against a brick wall of numerous parents saying, you know what, I didn't go on, or I didn't get a four-year degree, you know, my kids can follow that same path.
Yeah.
That's a cultural shift that has to happen.
It is our biggest, I think it's our biggest problem, is that the culture around education. And programs like this, the media plays a key role in this, helping educate parents about how important it is for their kids to go on past high school. But that is going to be the biggest challenge we've got in Idaho, is changing the culture. And it may just take some time to do that, but we really don't have mm-hmm. time, because the world is changing so fast that if we don't get our kids to go on, get the skills they need, they're going to really be left behind, and the whole state will be left behind. And we do not want the state to be left behind or our kids to be left behind.
And speaking of the world shifting so quickly, right, and changes happening so fast, tell me about this idea of a fourth industrial revolution.
Right. We are already in the fourth industrial revolution. And this is the world of automation, artificial intelligence, robotics. This revolution is going to be as impactful as the harnessing of electricity was in the late 19th century. And you know how the world changed with electricity. Mm-hmm. I mean, we wouldn't have computers. We wouldn't have radio stations.
We wouldn't know what to do with
ourselves. We wouldn't have anything.
Right.
We wouldn't have lights to read by at night. We actually conquered night when we harnessed electricity, right? Mm-hmm. And we could go into industrial manufacturing and things. Well, this is going to be just as big a change. The World Economic Forum in September estimated that between 2025 and 2030, half the jobs that currently exist in the United States will be at risk of extinction. That means they will go away. And that is already happening. And mm-hmm. I'll use probably a great iconic Idaho example. So about 2 or 3 years ago, Simplot had 3 potato processing plants across southern Idaho, and they employed about 800 people. They closed those three plants and they created one highly automated plant over in Caldwell, which employs only around 250 people. But they don't need 800 people because it's highly automated.
Mm-hmm.
And many of those 800 workers could not make the transition to Caldwell because they just didn't have the skills. So many jobs disappeared. And when people think, oh, the fourth industrial revolution is all about technology and, you know, microchips mm-hmm. and all that. This is one of Idaho's most iconic companies that made the transition from three plants to one plant that's highly automated. And that is happening all across America, all across the world, and happening right here in our backyard. So we need kids to go on and get these skills because research shows that most of the jobs or the lion's share of the jobs that will be eliminated will be jobs paying $20 or less.
Mm.
Those are the ones that are going to be at the greatest risk. The ones that are going to be at less risk are going to be the ones where people have higher skills. So that's why this is so critical. And Idaho, which is already behind, I mentioned we're the sixth
right.
lowest educated workforce in the country, the Industrial Revolution is going to accelerate the change that's already happening. So it creates even a greater imperative for us to respond to this very, very quickly. So literally, the future of our state and our kids are at risk here if we do not achieve the 60% goal or even better.
What's interesting to me, too, going back to what you said about this idea of, you know, the fourth industrial revolution, but also the culture that we come up against in our state, is that take pretty much any elementary school kid in Idaho. They know about electronics.
Yeah.
It's second nature to them. And when I even look at my kids and the fact that, you know, they're talking to me about stuff that I do not even understand. And I think I'm pretty hip, but I find out I'm not when I talk to my 10-year-old. But once again, it's that idea of our children are almost ahead of so many of us because they don't know any different when it comes to this industrial revolution that you're talking about.
Right. I mean, we have some advantages, and one is that we have a young people coming up that are very tech savvy,
mm-hmm.
a lot more than some of us.
Than we will ever be.
Or me, for sure. But we also have problems with this generation on some of the fundamentals, like reading. We have way mm-hmm. too many kids in Idaho who don't read at grade level. Math, our math scores. When the SAT scores came out last spring, only about 31% of our juniors met both benchmarks of the SAT. And math was very, very low. It was only about a third of our kids. Reading was better. But when you take both the reading and the math benchmarks, mm-hmm. only about 31% scored at college readiness benchmark. So you can see that we got to do a lot better job of educating our kids and making sure that mm-hmm. they have the foundational skills that they need to succeed in post-secondary, whether they go in and whether you go into plumbing or electrician
mm-hmm.
or being a medical doctor, you got to be able to read.
Absolutely.
You know?
And where does this study with HP and the Idaho Business for Education come in? We had Kevin Richard with Idaho Education News on Monday talking a little bit about
yeah.
this study. You've put a self-imposed deadline of June.
Yes.
And it's really looking at education and the impact, the economic impact here in our state.
Well, the study is going to be very interesting because we're going to go all around the state. We're going to have a team from HP come in. They're going to interview people face-to-face. We're going to do focus groups, and we're also going to do a lot of online surveys. We're going to go from northern Idaho to eastern Idaho, interviewing educators, parents, students, business leaders, policymakers, to try to get what I call a landscape study of Idaho, mm. which is what are our challenges, what are our opportunities, and where should education go in the future? And during the campaign, there were rumors that Governor Little would be creating a task force. Of course, he confirmed that last
right.
week. And we didn't start this study because of that, but based on the rumors and the confirmation of that, my hope is that some of the work of the task of this study can help inform that task force on maybe where we need to go next.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked HP to get the study done by June because if you want to do any policy work in 2020 or if you want to get anything in the budget for 2020. You really have to have those recommendations done around June or July because the governor starts working on his budget in September. So that's why I asked Gus and HP to get the study done by June so that we could have some impact on the task force and maybe in the 2020 legislature.
I want to thank you for coming in and talking today. I hope just by having more conversations about this, people have a better understanding of how education and our economy are definitely intertwined. So thank you so much for coming
in. I really appreciate it because you can reach a lot of people and they need to hear this message.
My guest today, President and CEO of Idaho Business for Education, Rod Grammer. Thanks again, Rod.
Thanks, Jimma.